before he talked to the Ukrainians. You've never heard the Russians say anything ridiculous like that. So I suppose his handlers are telling him what to say and what to do. He looks terrible. He looks worn out and exhausted. I wouldn't place much emphasis on any of it at this stage. I think, sadly, we're just going to have to wait through much of the month of October until the ground freezes in November. And then I think this thing will be brought to a tragic but inevitable end. I mean, look, the Russians never wanted to conquer Ukraine. There was never any interest in that. In fact, if Mr. Zelensky had been willing to sit down and talk with the Russians in March, they probably could have retained virtually everything that they have today in their state. What Mr. Putin's goal was to remove the threat to his country from eastern Ukraine. We had made a whole series of promises, none of which we kept, to the Russians about what we would or would not do in Eastern Europe. And after the coup of 2014, in which we installed a government that would do our bidding, we decided to transform Eastern Ukraine into a launching pad for attacks against Russia. And with enormous quantities of money and equipment, we, with the assistance of the British and some of our other allies, turned this Ukrainian force into the largest army in NATO. Over 600,000 men, very well equipped and by NATO standards, very well trained. The Russians, when they moved in very slowly because they didn't want to kill very many civilians. They're very worried about that. They've been very worried about infrastructure. They really wanted to negotiate the removal of the danger to their country. When that became impossible, they went ahead and eliminated it. And that 600,000-man army was largely destroyed, David. It doesn't really exist anymore. And the people they're throwing into battle are, in many cases, people straight off the street, put into uniform, handed a weapon, and sent to the front with very little training or preparation. That's how desperate Ukraine is. And the territory the Russians now occupy is territory where Russians live. These are Russians living in Ukraine who've been treated as third-class citizens for years, who've been told to either become Ukrainians and Ukrainianize or seek a different place to live where they can't speak their language, go to their churches, behave as normal human beings because they live in Ukraine.